solution today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Hey, it's Sunday. We've made it through another week. And we're only a week away for the end of February. Man, it's been a month that we're glad is coming to an end. Once we get into March, things are going to progress much, much faster, and we'll be in the spring mood very, very quickly. So if we can help you to prepare for your property, the number to call is 800-259-9231. And remember, today's the last day of the Rhode Island Flower Show. So if you live near the Providence area or within an hour or so drive, it's well worth the trip. Providence is a beautiful little town, and I know you're going to love it. It's easy to get to. As soon as you get off of 95 into the city, you'll see the Civic Center. It's the home of the Bruins farm team right there at the Civic Center. Lots of parking all the way around. Nice, safe city to walk around. A huge shopping area within probably a couple hundred yards of the Civic Center. And you can spend the whole day there easily. But, again, today's the last day. Beautiful flower show. Lots of interest. Lots of great ideas. When you go, bring a pad of paper and a pencil, so that you can write down information while you're there, okay? And if you live in Maine, the Maine Flower Show begins March 11th through the 14th. So all kinds of things going on. And if you garden organically and you're looking for a good website for a lot of organic products, there's one called extremelygreen.com. And they have all kinds of things. So whether you have fruit trees and you want to use organic products to control the insects or in your garden, check out this website. I came across it about a year or so ago, and they're always updating, always adding new things. And for those of you that, again, want to stay organic, this is a pretty good website for you, extremelygreen.com. Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Wendy on the line who's got a question about her miniature roses.
Okay, Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you,
Wendy? I've been
Wendy?
Listening to you for years while I get ready for church. I received a miniature rose for Valentine's Day from my husband over at Country Garden. And I've had problems for years trying to keep them alive, so I was wondering what to do and how to prepare transplanting them so that they don't die on me.
Okay. What I want you to do, Wendy, first of all, is I want you to say to yourself, this is the year that I'm going to grow a great miniature rose.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so you want to put it on a windowsill where you get as much sunshine as possible. It gets the afternoon sun?
Yeah, here in Hyannis.
Okay, so you're going to give it afternoon sun. you're going to water as needed. And you're going to take your index finger, you're going to push it into the pot two knuckles deep. And if it feels moist, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
When you water your miniature rose, don't get any water on the leaves at all, at all, at all.
Okay.
Okay? That will
right
help to prevent...
Right near a heater also.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. Now, when the rose bush flowers begin to fade, we were talking to a woman a little bit earlier about how to take care of her rose, and you're going to do basically the same thing as far as pruning. You're going to see that the first leaf underneath the bud is in three segments, and then it's going to go to five, and you're going to remove two leaves that contain five leaflets or five pieces. And once you remove that faded flower and a little bit of the plant, it's going to encourage new shoots. Now, right now, that rose was grown to be in full bloom for you during Valentine's Day and probably 2 or 3 weeks after Valentine's Day. But when the blooming cycle of all the buds that you have on there ends and you've pruned it back, I want you to repot it into a 6-inch pot. I'm guessing it probably is in a 4-inch pot, but I would move it to a 6-inch container or even an 8-inch container, depending on how much room you have in that particular window. And use a general purpose potting soil. Go to your local nursery and get a potting soil that has been added with not just soil, but they've added compost, they've added some sort of organic matter like peat moss to it also. So it's already blended for you. And you're going to repot it in that 6 or an 8-inch container. Now, roses are hungry. They need to be fed every single month. And what I would like to see you do, because you don't do a lot of gardening, I want you to buy, when you get the potting soil, buy a small container of a fertilizer called Osmocote. And it's spelled O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E. And you're going to put a tablespoon of Osmocote on the top of the soil once you have repotted. Now, with this product, every time you water, your rose bush is going to be fed. And that's going to make a big, big difference. That way, the leaves will stay green, they'll stay healthy. Now, when the threat of frost is over, around the 1st of May, take that miniature rose bush that you have transplanted and put it outside. Put it on the porch, a deck, a patio, where it gets sun all day. And that rose bush will bloom nonstop until the time the kids go back to school in September and possibly into October. Once we get a good frost and the cold turns all the leaves yellow and then they fall, you're going to take that potted rose bush and you're going to put it in your garage, in your tool shed, and leave it there all winter. It needs to rest. It can't produce roses year-round. It will just burn itself out. So you need to put it someplace where it's going to rest for the winter. And then next year, in March, you can take it out of your garage, bring it in the house, put it in front of that window, water it with a little bit of a liquid fertilizer. It will make all new leaves, all new flowers, and that blooming cycle will resume for a second year. And you just keep repeating that process, okay? But remember, no water on the foliage. Water as needed, which is probably going to be once a week, especially once you get some nice hot days. And you'll have results, but you need to feed it. And that's why I'm recommending that you use something like Osmocote that will feed your plant every time you water for up to 6 months. Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Margaret on the line. Margaret's got a question about trimming her arborvitae.
Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I'm just wondering when we should have our arborvitaes trimmed. They're very tall, at least 12 feet, and if it is possible to trim them without spoiling the effect.
Oh, sure. Yeah, arborvitae are a plant that grows like a pillar, like a cylinder. And if you don't prune it, they're going to get taller and taller and taller. I mean, I've seen arborvitaes 30 feet tall. So if you don't prune it, it's going to get really, really big.
And is it too late, do you think, to prune them? They're so tall.
Oh, no. You can prune arborvitae anytime.
Oh, good.
The best time of the year to prune arborvitae is before the new growth develops on the plant. So during March, you want to go out there and so you said it's 12 foot. You
at least.
Could take,
I mean, it may be more than that. They may be more than that.
If you want to take, let's say, 3 feet off of it,
yeah.
You can.
Okay.
And what you want to do is try and prune it. Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to drop it down, let's say, 3 feet. Take that top right off of it.
Yeah.
And then don't leave it so that it's flat all the way across the top. You want to do a little bit of pruning on the edges to create a rounded shape to it so it looks more natural. Okay? By pruning it in March, in April or early May, when the weather warms up, the new growth will develop, and the hole that you made by cutting off 3 feet, new growth will develop there, and it will fill it all in, and it will look like you never did any pruning. And then, of course, feed it with a good evergreen fertilizer like Holly Tone. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from powervapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you've never called us before, this is your opportunity. Give us a call right now, because once we get into April and May, the lines really get tied up, very, very tight. So call right now, and we'll work together to solve your gardening problems. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bill on the line, who's got some questions about organic pest control.
Okay. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Bill, today?
So far, so good. I'm just wondering, how do I go about getting rid of crabgrass, killing bugs, and the grub situation organically?
Okay.
Is there anything for crabgrass and bugs?
Oh, sure. Yeah. If you want to control crabgrass, it's not going to happen overnight. But what you would do is you would use a product, and there's several companies that manufacture it. It's called corn gluten. And corn gluten is a byproduct of the actual kernel of corn. And it's used to make dog food and all kinds of pet foods. They use it to feed chickens and grains and different things. But corn gluten, you apply it in the spring, and then again in the fall, and it will basically dissolve. You apply it on your soil. It will change from this yellow granular product to a liquid, and it enters the seed of the crabgrass, preventing it from germinating. But it's something that you have to do twice a year, and it works very well. It does take 2 years to really do a pretty good job. Now, to control Japanese beetle grubs, up until now, You use things like Grubex, and Bayer has products that you can use also to kill the white grubs. Now, there are two ways. There is a product called Milky Spore Disease, and this is a virus. And you apply it spring and fall, and it takes 2 years for it to work, as long as you're in a nice, warm climate. Further north into Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, it's going to take longer to work because your soils are colder and the season isn't as long. But there's an old way that is now coming back to life, and it's called nematodes. Nematodes is a microscopic type of insect. And normally what happened is when you bought these nematodes, they were dormant. And you had to apply them within 30 days. And it was very difficult for the garden center to carry it because of the shelf life of it. So if they got it in April 1st, they had to sell it by May 1st. If they didn't, then these nematodes would die. There's a Canadian company that has developed some new strains of nematodes in Canada. And these strains will last on the shelf 90 days. They also provide the garden center with a little refrigerator to keep them in to ensure that they don't get hot and die, and they will last in this suspended animation for a 90-day period. And that's going to be available at your local nursery. And it's these little nematodes, you put them in a bottle sprayer. The sprayers that you attach to your garden hose, and you spray chemicals or weed killers or fertilizers in. You put them in there. You spray them on your lawn, and they instantly will dig into the ground, look for any type of a grub insect, and destroy it. And they will stay active in your lawn for 1 year. During the winter, most of them die because there's not enough of a food source in the ground, because as it gets cold, they go deeper and deeper into the ground. And, of course, most of our soils don't have a lot of organic matter when you get down a foot or more. But corn gluten for crabgrass and nematodes for the Japanese beetle grubs. And totally organic, totally safe, and that's the wave of the future. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy Brand Potting Mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy Brand Potting Mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy Brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Remember, the last day of the Rhode Island Flower Show is today, so if you've got some time and you want to see what it's going to look like in just a few weeks, head down to Providence and enjoy the Flower Show. And if you live in northern New England and Maine, the Flower Show there begins March 11th through the 14th. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Terry on the line. Terry's got a question about pruning and planting Rose of Sharon.
Okay. Terry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, and thank you for being there for us every week.
Thank you.
I have to transplant about 4 or 5 Rosa Sharon bushes, trees. They're about 5 feet. I wonder, do I prune them before or after I dig them up? And how do I prepare the soil when I'm transplanting?
Okay. What you want to do is you want to dig a good-sized hole. Now, the Rosa Sharon that you're going to dig, you should be able to get a root ball 2 feet wide and 2 feet deep. Rosa Sharon does not have a spider web-like type root compared to a lot of plants. Their roots tend to go all over the place. So get as large of a root ball as possible. You dig a trench in the shape of a donut around it, and then wrap the root ball with a piece of burlap, and where the two pieces of, where the burlap overlaps, push a nail through the two pieces and then weave it in and out, and the nail will lock the burlap together. Now, what I suggest you do is the day before you're going to transplant it, pour a bucket of water or two around the plant, and that will make the soil good and wet, and it helps to hold the root ball together to make it easier for you to remove it from the ground. Add some compost to the new hole, and you want to make it about 3 to 6 inches bigger all the way around, and you want to plant it at the same level. To make things easier, I would prune back the Rosa Sharon by 1/3. So if it's 6 feet tall, take 2 feet off of it. And that will compensate for the roots that you're not going to be able to dig when you dig it up and move it to its new location. And you want to do that moving of the Rosa Sharon while the plant is still dormant. And that's going to be in late March, early April, before the new growth begins to show signs of opening. If you wait until June and all the leaves are out, you're going to have a lot of wilting. But the plant's dormant, there's no leaves on it, you dig it up, and the transplanting will be more successful at that point. And once you've moved it to the new location, add some water every single week. Take a good bucket or two and really keep it nice and moist. And what I'd like to see you do also that will really help it to get acclimated and for the new roots to get out into the soil, mix up a little bit of Miracle-Gro in a bucket. And every week, put some Miracle-Gro and water around it. And that's Miracle-Gro is water-soluble, and which means that the root system of the plant can easily eat it. It doesn't have to wait until it's broken down. It's soluble, and it can absorb it very, very quickly. And if you do that, you'll be in great shape, okay? So late March, early to mid-April, it's all going to depend on the weather, when the frost is out of the ground where you live, when you start to see things changing and they're getting to be more positive, that's when you want to do it, but before the new growth comes out. Thank you, Terry. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jack on the line who's calling about his boxwood.
Okay. Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've been given two different kinds of boxwood. One was planted probably early in the fall. It was a vibrant green, and shortly after, the whole surface of it turned a golden tan. However, if you brush aside the top down inside of it, it's still a very vibrant green. The other type is more or less, the branches are more or less vertical, and it too has turned this golden tan. It doesn't have quite so much of the green, but it does have it down near the base of the plant. These vertical ones were in an 18-inch pot and balled and burlapped. They were planted probably late fall. I'm wondering if this golden color is a sign of potential termination or if it's just a natural occurrence.
Well, it shouldn't turn gold, but see, you planted it relatively late in the season,
mm-hmm.
and if you had sprayed the foliage with an anti-desiccant, like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, that would have sealed the leaves to prevent moisture loss. And this season, when you think about the winter, we haven't had a heck of a lot of snow. Even my house in Maine, I mean, the lawn's green right now. We had a lot of snow before Christmas. Not a big abundance, but we had some snow on the ground. But since the first of the year, we really haven't had much snow. And when you get sun and wind blowing around your yard, the sun is absorbed into the leaf. It wakes it up. Even though it's cold out, it will wake up the leaf. The leaf opens up its pores. And when the wind blows, it pulls the moisture out of those leaves and they begin to dry out. So that's why it's important, especially the first year and when you plant late, to use an anti-desiccant. But the thing that you want to do, Jack, is go out there today and the individual stems, take your fingernail, scratch through the bark a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're seeing green underneath the bark, it's still alive.
Okay,
and I'd be willing to bet that the plant, for the most parts, is going to be alive.
Okay.
When we get to April 1st, I want you to go to your local garden center, and I want you to ask them for a product that contains iron.
Iron?
Iron.
Mm-hmm.
Regular garden iron. There's a company called Ironite. And there are other companies that make an iron-based fertilizer. That product will encourage your evergreens to change from yellow or pale green to dark green within a two-week period. And you're going to see it developing, and it really does make a big difference. Once we get to May, I want you to fertilize those boxwood with Holly Tone. Holly Tone is a great evergreen shrub fertilizer. It also contains additional iron, plus nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, and mycorrhiza.
Mm-hmm.
The mycorrhiza will increase the speed that your root system grows. Boxwood is slow. And by adding mycorrhiza fertilizer to your boxwood, it will stimulate that roots. They're going to grow faster than they normally do, and that will green it up. It will encourage new growth. It will fill in branches that dropped all their foliage, and then your plant will come right back to life. So scratch it. If you see green, that's going to let you relax.
Mm-hmm.
And it will let you know that the plant is still alive.
Right.
In April, an iron-based fertilizer, and then in May, Holly Tone, and you should be all set. And just to be on the safe side, in September, October next year, put some Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on it, and that will protect the leaves that are formed this year from any possible winter damage. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Wayne on the line, who's got a question about trimming a climbing rose and also about his evergreens.
Okay. Wayne, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. How are we all doing this morning?
Great. And yourself, Wayne?
We're getting there. I'm down here in South Carolina. I've got several climbing Sally Holmes roses that have gotten
okay.
pretty stringy. That's my one question, is to when I can cut them back. And two, I think you've just answered my question. Most of my evergreens here have lost all their blue color as far as the Colorado spruce go and lost a lot of their green color. What can I use?
Okay. For your evergreens, follow the exact same method that I gave Wayne. that I gave Jack.
Right. Right. Okay.
On the treatment. What's going to happen? Sometimes when you have, especially a tree that has a little blue tinge to it, that Colorado blue spruce, if we have a harsh winter, and South Carolina has had a rough winter for you guys. I mean, you're not accustomed to the amount of coal that you have had. Even in Florida, the weather has been really, really crazy. But that pigmentation, if you were to take your fingers and you were to rub the needle, you could pull that blue color right off of it because it's a powder that develops on the needle. So once the new growth comes out on the Colorado blue spruce, the new coloration will develop on it and you'll be in great shape. So don't worry about that. Now, on your roses, what I want you to do, and you can start where you are further south than I am in Maine, you can actually start to prune those roses right now. The first thing I want you to do, Wayne, is this. Kneel down on the ground and look at the base of your rose bush. There should be a swollen area that resembles a fist. And that is where the rose that you actually have is grafted. The root system is one plant, and the top of the plant is a second. And they grafted to make them hardier. So look for the swollen area. Dig around it. And if there's any branches coming below this graft, this union, this fist-shaped growth, anything below it is a sucker, and it will grow very, very quickly, sometimes as much as 6 feet in 1 year, but it's robbing the energy that should go to the branches that you actually want. So anything below the fist, take your pruners and remove them. Get them out of there. The really tall branches, you can cut them back by 20 or 30%. But I'll tell you one thing that works really well on climbing roses. Climbing roses will flower better if the branches are growing horizontally. So instead of training them to grow straight up in the air, take some at 3 foot, bend them horizontally. The next one at 4 foot, bend it horizontally, and you'll have double the amount of flowers and many, many more branches. And feed roses every month for you starting now.
Garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life and grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Alli-C from your AlliStore.com. Alli-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Alli-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Alli-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Alli-C today from your AlliStore.com. That's your Alli Store.com. Your AlliStore.com. No home should be without Alli-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold? IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Ernie on the line, who's got a question about a flowering pear tree and also a coosa dogwood.
Okay, Ernie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. And yourself, Ernie?
Excellent, excellent. I have two flowering pears. They're about 6-inch trunks going up. They're about 20 feet tall. I want to try and get them to get a little fatter. They're just like tall, reaching for the sky type of trees. I was wondering if I could trim them before they flower.
If you want to prune them before they flower, yes. And what you want to do is the branches that you cut off, bring them inside, put them in a tall vase filled with water, and they'll bloom on your kitchen table.
Now, how much do I cut off? Like, as they get taller, they break out into, like, 1 or 2 inch stems at the top. How much of that should I cut off? 2 or 3 feet,
I mean,
of that, you think?
I would take 2 or 3 feet off of it. Yeah, and that will force the side shoots or the lateral branches to break, and you'll get more and more side shoot. Because what's happening now is the very tip of each of those branches is dominant. He's the boss. And when you remove the boss, then all the little side shoots will begin to compete, and you'll end up with a plant that's going to be much, much wider. So right. If today's the day that you've got the time and the labor to do it, get out there, do it. But bring the branches in, put them in a tall vase of water, and they'll flower for you.
Do I stagger the cuts or just cut it straight across?
I would try and create a nice mounded or rounded top on it so that it looks more natural. If you cut it flat, it's going to look like you pruned it, and you'll have the whole neighborhood saying, hey, what the heck is Ernie doing to his trees?
How about the Acusa dogwood? Is that the same thing with that, too? Or?
Yes.
I can just trim a few Acusa, a foot or so?
Yeah. The thing that you want to do with the Acusa dogwood is if you're going to take 2 or 3 feet off of it, to make it spread out, you have to say to yourself, I will lose those buds. The Acusa doesn't bloom in the spring. It blooms during the summer. But you have to say to yourself, I'm thinking of the long run, the long term. Yes, I'm going to lose some of the buds, some of the flower buds on it this summer. But in the long run, I'm going to double or triple the amount of flowers on that plant. And then when the frost is out of the ground and you can see that the grass is growing and the trees are beginning to make leaves or flowers, put a granular fertilizer like Plant Tone around them to help the new branches that are developing. You'll give them some additional food, and that will ensure that they bloom a lot better for you and that the new growth will have extra food to grow easier and to grow better.
Excellent, Paul. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne. Ernie, you can do it. Just say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. But never cut it flat. Otherwise, it looks like you've really pruned it. Just give it a nice gradual shape. You know, cut off 2 or 3 branches. Look at it. Cut off another 2 or 3 branches, and again, you'll create a nice-looking plant. It's going to get broader. It will give you more branches. And the other thing that it's going to do, because you've stopped it from getting taller for a while, the diameter of the branches below where you've made the cut, those branches will get thicker to make the tree stronger to support the branches a lot better. All of your nurseries, when they grow shrubs and trees, they're pruned at an early age to give you a better, what they call a head of the tree, to give it a better shape. So don't be scared. Go out there, grab the pruners, and say, I'm doing this for your own good. Oh, one other thing. Make the cut just above a bud. And when you look at the branch, you're going to see like a little bump. That is a bud. Make the cut just above it and try and cut it at a slight angle. If you cut it straight across, water and snow will build on it, and it could create a problem. If it's cut at an angle, the water will run off, and it will scab over a lot faster. One more hour to go, 800-259-9231.